Dear brothers and sisters, I think in this church we are used to celebrate the exaltation of the cross maybe on a daily basis, as we have this big cross before our eyes every day. So today the church invites us to lift our eyes to the cross, not as a sign of defeat or humiliation, but as the glorious sign of our salvation. The exaltation of the Holy Cross is not about celebrating suffering for its own sake. It is about seeing through the eyes of faith that God transformed the greatest act of violence and hatred in history into the greatest act of love. We all are aware of what happened this day to Charlie Kirk. I came across some disturbing video, at least to me, where people were rejoicing in his assassination. Whatever one may think of his opinions or political positions, the sight of human beings celebrating the violent death of another is really disturbing. What struck me most painfully was to see the image of his wife and children. In one moment, they lost a husband and a father, and yet some rejoiced. How do we reach this level of evil? How does the human heart, created for love, fall so low that it delights in death? It's a sobering reminder of the mystery of sin, of how the serpent still bites at our hearts. And it is precisely into this world of hatred, violence, and brokenness that God chose to send his Son. Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not cling to his equality with God. He humbled himself, took the form of a slave, and embraced the cross out of love for us. He loved even those who mocked him, who nailed him to the wood, who spat upon him. To disagree with someone, yet to still love them and to desire their salvation. That is the way of the cross. That is the humility of Christ. But this is not easy. Each of us carries within our hearts venomous snakes. Within our families, our communities, there are venomous snakes. It's not just about them, it is about all of us. Our lack of gratitude, our disappointment, our resentment, our temptation to despair. We cannot simply hide them and pretend they don't exist. We must face them. And more than that, we must nail them to the cross. We must die to those sins if we want to live. The cross shows us that evil does not have the final word. The culture of death can be overcome by the culture of life. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. This is our Christian vocation, dear brothers and sisters, to be people of life, not of death. To refuse the temptation to rejoice in destruction, and instead to rejoice in the gift of salvation. The cross is both humiliation and glory, both suffering and hope. On Calvary, Jesus was not only saving that good thief, he was saving each of us. He was telling us that even the darkest corners of our lives, our failures, our sins, our wounds, can be transformed and elevated by his love. So today, dear brothers and sisters, let us pray for goodness in our hearts. Let us pray for the grace to reject bitterness, hatred, and despair. Let us pray for a life that flows from the cross of Christ. May this holy cross not lead us to despair, but to hope. Because it is not only the sign of what humanity did to God, it is the sign of what God did and still does for each one of us, for the humanity. Dear brothers and sisters, to finish this sharing, I just found this prayer when I was about to enter. The title struck me, A Prayer to St. Joseph, a Defender of Life. Dearest St. Joseph, at the word of an angel, you lovingly took Mary into your home. As God's humble servant, you guided the Holy Family on the road to Bethlehem, welcomed Jesus as your own son in the shelter of a manger, and fled far from your homeland for the safety of both mother and child. We pray, God, that as their faithful protector, you never hesitated to sacrifice for those entrusted to you. May your example inspire us also to welcome, cherish, and safeguard God's most precious gift of life. Help us to faithfully commit ourselves to the service and defense of human life, especially where it is vulnerable and threatened. Obtain for us the grace to do the will of God in all things. Amen.